All right, Jeff Ayliffe is the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about in the Western Cape. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. And first off, a very happy Mother's Day to all mothers today. It's going to be another cool one. No rain predicted. 18 degrees the expected high. The wind from the west. If you're looking for some ideas for hikes, I would suggest possibly Silvermine. There's a nice variety of hikes. You can go on nice flat paths with walks around the dam. If you're wanting a little bit more challenge, a bit more exercise, there are some paths that take you up onto the plateau that overlooks Tokai. Another great idea would be to head out towards the southern side of the peninsula. And certainly a nice way, one of the more enjoyable hikes that I've found in the past, which involves a little bit of shopping, a bit of coffee, some scones, a little bit of outdoors as well, is to take a walk along Main Road from sort of St. James's, Colk Bay side, heading towards Fishhook. And that whole Main Road, there's a variety of shops and interesting little spots along there as well for the moms to enjoy. So that would be my pick. Peninsula Ramblers today, Sunday, Olifants Coastal. Meeting at 8 o'clock on the inside of the entrance gate to Cape Point Nature Reserve. You'll drive to Olifants Bos, start the hike close to the beach, an easy hike along the shipwreck coast before turning inland towards Circles Flay. It's a pleasant little stroll in a beautiful part of the peninsula. It's an easy hike, 3 to 4 hours. Sandparks, meanwhile, invites you to join the Cape Point Volunteers for a hike today, and also meeting inside Cape Point at 9 o'clock. It'll be finishing at about 12:30. That hike is from Gifkommeki to Felicia and back via the coastal path. And the Cape of Good Hope SPCA has also urged hikers and residents to report sightings of caracals. Just to repeat again of that message from yesterday on Table Mountain, and that follows the devastating fires. Sandparks, meanwhile, would like to inform members of the public that rehabilitation work started in the Table Mountain National Parks following that fire is still ongoing. Frans van Rooyen, the park manager at Table Mountain National Park, says that certain areas will remain closed until the rehabilitation work is complete, and that is especially in the Rose Memorial and Deer Park areas. There's a lot of calls coming through, but they are just calling out to the public to remain patient until all that rehabilitation work has been finalized. It's a removal and felling of burnt materials, soil stabilization with the assistance of the City of Cape Town to avoid mudslides and water runoff. There's maintenance, obviously, of the footpaths, there's monitoring of soil erosion, repair of boardwalks. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. That's it from me for this morning. Once again, to all mothers, have a great day, and I look forward to catching up next weekend.